on the steamer City of Boston, Wednesday night, November 26th, 1890. We left Brooklyn, Brother Miles, Sarah McInterfer, and I, to go to our appointment at Norwich, Connecticut. We said goodbye to Willie, not expecting to see him again for 3 weeks. Then we will meet him in Washington. We first took a streetcar as far as the bridge. Then we climbed the stairs to the elevated railroad, then down the stairs after we crossed the bridge. We were on the crowded street of Broadway, dodging this way and then that way between teams, narrowly escaping being run over. We reached a car we wished to take, and it went very slowly, being obstructed with heavily loaded vehicles again and again. Changed cars again, and just as we were about to get on board the horse car, there came a heavily loaded wagon drawn by two powerful horses. They almost collided with the streetcar and became fixed for a time onto the car. I saw a place where we could dodge past the team and board the train. I ran, calling the others to follow with the baggage, which they did, and once more we were moving along. Soon we were obstructed with heavily loaded wagons. As we were near the wharf, we decided to leave the car and walk. It was only a few rods. We were able, after going before teams and behind them and between them, to pass down the gangplank into the boat. Here I am writing, sitting in my berth in my stateroom. I had opportunity to write until it was thought best to get to rest. We had good convenience in the line of beds. I was awakened out of my sleep by someone rapping on my door. I asked what was wanted, and was asked where we were bound. I told them, to Norwich, Connecticut. At 1 o'clock the boat stopped. Then, to our sorrow, we learned that the gangway where all the luggage or freight was laden and unloaded was directly beneath our stateroom. There was the noise of trundling wheelbarrows, orders being given, and the loading of barrels until morning. A very poor chance to sleep. We were to be awakened at 4 o'clock, but our awakening commenced at 1 o'clock and continued until 4. We had to take the cars at 5 o'clock. It was bitterly cold, yet beautifully pleasant. We walked quite a distance to the depot. There was a large waiting room, one room for men and women. Cards were hanging on the walls saying, "No smoking in this room," and yet there were several men smoking away unrestrained. How glad I was to get on board the cars. After riding about 1 hour, we came to Norwich and decided to walk nearly 1 mile to Brother and Sister Greer's. We reached the place about 6 o'clock. It was hardly light. We rang the bell again and again, but no one heard. We tried at another door with better success and roused Brother Greer, and he let us in. Soon Sister Greer was up and we were made welcome. Thus ended my entering of my 64th birthday.